Fredgit Spider, Ben Flance.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yes, we have a commitment for this one.
We don't. You do, Bridget.
We made a date that we would talk about Tiger Woods and get pretty open. Look, he's in UCLA hospital and he's not well. His legs are broken beyond words. He's come off a road, gone across a medium strip, exited the road on the wrong side of the road, down a hill, roll, and his legs are destroyed. I'm really concerned that
he won't play golf.
I don't think he's going to play again, mate. His back was already bad. He's had 5 operations on his back.
Yeah, and now you need multiple operations on his legs. And it's going to be a good 12 months before they get good. But, Bridge, you reckon there's a lot more to this story? I thought he was leaving a hotel in the area. We don't know what was happening in that hotel, but... He's
not going to stop us speculating.
No, he's pretty happy with a good time.
No, look, my brain went to say about a million things on the radar. No, that's sackable offence.
Here's a career-ending opportunity.
But the good news for you, podcast listener, is that podcasting, no rules.
Yay!
Do what you want. So, offend
away. Still some rules.
No, there's absolutely no rules.
Look, before we get into this, the disclaimer is he's okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's all right. He's not on life support or anything that we know.
Yeah, he could have been killed.
Okay.
I think he's going to enjoy his time in Vegas recovering.
It's something to numb the pain, I suppose.
So, with the operation, they've inserted some steel rods.
Yes,
they have. That's right.
It's about time someone inserted some rods into him.
Welcome to it, Tiger. I did hear.
Give us another.
If it wasn't for the woman between his legs, the injuries would have been worse. Oh!
And her airbags. Is that what
it was? A human airbag. Oh, I feel so much better.
Not one of them.
You got them out? You got them out?
She had 2 of them.
Yeah! Much better out than in, isn't it?
Oh, I heard he had another car accident. I thought I didn't even know he was dating again.
Now there is a actually pretty funny joke about Tiger.
Yeah,
who can do an Irish accent?
No, I don't think anyone.
No, Bridget, you can.
Out of Bridget Daly and Sean Flanagan, no one.
You can. Can you do one, Flan?
I can't do one of those. That's not. You know, everyone ends up sounding like. The same person from there.
You do a good one.
No, I do one. That's it.
It's like a pirate. You end up. You start off a bit like
I didn't know Alan Joyce was here, but here he is.
Oh, here he is.
How is Qantas going today?
Oh, the Qantas is going to. Well, we've just announced a 6-month profit of -$1 billion. How did you think it's going?
So, what do you need?
I need somebody to read out a joke.
I think you should do it in an Irish accent.
No, yours is hilarious because it goes from Irish to Indian really quickly.
Oh, come on. Yeah. We've got to hear that.
Go.
And if there's anyone left that hasn't been offended, our last Indian listeners.
No, this is. I remember when this joke was around years ago about Tiger.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, big
it's a long one.
Oh, hang on. I'll get a long drum roll.
No, because he was on a tour in Ireland and Tiger drives his BMW, which is now unfortunately a little bit ruined, but he drove it into a petrol station in a remote part of an Irish countryside. It's going a lot longer, Ben.
Hey, this drum roll goes for 3 minutes.
The pump attendant obviously knows nothing about golf, greets him in your typical Irish manner and completely unaware who the golfing pro is.
Yes.
Top of your morning to you, sir, says the attendant. Tiger nods and a quick hello and bends forward to pick up the nozzle.
Yes.
As he does, 2 tees fall out of his top pocket onto the ground.
Yes.
Where are those? Asked the attendant.
That's good.
What are those? And they're called tees, said Tiger. Well, what on God's earth do they do? What are they good for? Inquires the Irishman.
That was Irish.
Sorry. They're for resting my balls on when I'm driving, says Tiger. F***ing Jesus, BMW will think of everything.
Oh, that's the end. Yes.
Oh, he did it.
Yes.
Ooh, got a swear word and...
How good?
Religious connotation.
Out of 10.
Out of 10, I
don't know what you got to beep in that.
Nothing.
Well, I'm going to go 10 because I got to saw your face and you raise your arms as you did the punchline. It was glorious.
Yeah, that's how we knew the joke was over.
And
are we rating the joke or the accent?
Listen, it's joke #7420 if you want it.
Oh, look. I just, We didn't quite get to subcontinental India, and I was really looking forward to that bit of it. When you blend out from there into something else, and it didn't happen. But I tell you what, you're sticking around. You like that? Wait around for Spider Spray. He's going to have a crack at a fruit today. And Serenity Safe Harbour is someone we got to know from Byron Bay. Got arrested at an anti-vax protest. And what else are we going to do today? Oh, so on the back of a doctor who Bridge reported has not done his online training and tried to vaccinate somebody yesterday by giving them four times the amount of the vaccine. So we're going to ask you, when did you not read the instructions?
My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. This is my gratitude journal, soul song, which I am singing at the top of my outside voice, and it is amazing. Yeah. I reside at 420 TP Terrace, Wigwam Way, Byron Bay, and for full transparency, I have also been previously known as La 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 Ganja, and I was until recently in a relationship, an open relationship, with AstraZeneca Stinkweed, which lasted three glorious days until we grew apart. I was also known as DJ Blind Mullet, the slightly less than magnificent, Maurice Moose Knuckle, co-creator of Canada's Dancing Beavers, and of course, Colin Thompson of Yatala. I was most recently arrested for addressing, that's a word I can nearly say, I was recently arrested for addressing the anti-vaxxer vegan rally, and all I said was that the vaccine alters your DNA. And they slapped the handcuffs on me, saying, "Do you have anything to say for yourself?" And I said, "Just that my safety word is kumquat." I was injected with four times the normal amount of vaccine. That was my choice. I said to the doctor, "Have a go, you mug. I'm doing this for science and recreation." But it does alter your DNA. I'm telling you now, I am a man in transition. I am half man and half a knob of Devon. I want you to know that I was released from prison very much against my will. I was treated very well by my prison guard. I think he may be my Mr. Darcy. Oh. The last 2 days... I don't know why that's funny.
That's love.
It's not funny. That's love. Yeah. The last 2 days in prison have been Fabulousy Flapjacks, which is coincidentally also my prison nickname. I cut a deal with corrective services and have now been released from prison in order to dob on people from the Rainbow Province who are receiving JobKeeper payments and will not go back to work. I'm already receiving my JobKeeper payments, and I have already dobbed on Sister Heather Featherwolf and Athena Chocolate Starfish. Yeah?
Nah.
Nah.
Mahalo, aloha, sheshe, ciao, and nah.
Nah.
From one fruit to another, it's Spider Spray.
Spider Spray.
I'm having a go at one of our great fruits and the way people prepare it and look after it. I'm having a crack at the way people prepare a tomato.
Oh.
The tomatoes is one of our great fruits. And, you know, the pith, if you don't know, for those uneducated tomato eaters out there, the pith is the brown bit at the top of the tomato.
I thought you just had a lisp.
No, so did I. That is where it is. And when you... Oh, let me walk through preparing a tomato. Mm-hmm. Now, you cut a tomato up and down. You don't do it sideways, okay? Right. Tomato is designed to be cut up and down and with the pith taken out of it.
Oh, you're taking the pith.
No, I'm not. This is 100%
true.
That's what he's telling you to do.
I want it gone. The infomercial. There's one on at the moment that I see every morning.
Infomercial,
whatever it's called. Yeah.
Does it pith you off?
It does. Absolutely. Cuts and he leaves the pith in. Oh. And he's trying to sell a product by cutting a tomato and leaving the pith on.
Oh, that's pith week.
It is. Absolutely.
That'd pith you right
and
off.
If ScoMo had something to say, this is what he'd say about it.
I was appalled.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's disgraceful, and it's not on.
No. Yeah.
Later.
If you are a cafe out there, if you're a restaurant, or if you're inviting people around to your house, cut the pith out. There is no way known I'll be eating a tomato with a pith in.
Why would you?
Exactly right. It is a common decency to show respect to the fruit, which is the tomato. Right. And if you want to show respect to the fruit, which is a tomato, cut the pith out and cut it long ways and not sideways. Bridget, what's...
She's lost her way.
Okay.
So good.
There are so many people with me. So many people.
I'm with you.
There are absolute websites. There are Facebook pages and everything about cutting the pith out and leave the pith alone and throw it in the bin. Yeah. You might think that I'm making a mountain out of a molehill, but I'm not.
No.
All I'm simply saying is prepare the fruits of life, like the tomato, without the pith.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
I'm still stuck on infomercial.
I am going to ask Spider to introduce this last segment, just as you did before we turned the mics on, right then.
You have one job. Mm. You've had 12 months to prepare, and you still stuff it up.
You said f*** it up before.
Yeah, I know, but stepped it down.
Two words you really don't want to hear together on the news. Vaccine. Bungle!
Oh, God, here we go. Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Incredible.
Now, I don't know if anyone else was screaming at the telly watching this. We did hear about two cases at an aged care facility, Castledine in Brisbane, where the doctor wasn't trained properly enough and two elderly patients in their 80s overdosed because he gave four times the amount that he was supposed to, because in the vial of the vaccine, apparently there's six doses in a vial, and you're supposed to dilute it with saline. Didn't do that. Now, I don't know if any of you guys heard this as well, but what infuriated me is that the guy, the doctor, administering the vaccine hadn't completed his online course. His online course. I mean, I've done a tapestry and embroidery online course, and that involved a needle, but... Are you
I'm
for
with you,
real?
Mate. I did
I'm
online so coaching you. Course,
yes.
And I got a certificate at the end. Did he get his certificate?
Well, that's what I want to know.
Bloody hell, I hope so.
Gold star.
I know doing an online course for vaccinating people is a bit like marking your own score at trivia.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick.
No worries.
Oh,
no,
we're in the lead.
It was because a nurse intervened.
Yeah.
And did the intervention and prevented more overdoses. So the guy didn't even pick it up himself.
Yeah, now, the this nurse is got a, huge raps, Bridgie.
Yeah, it's a major concern. I mean, I wouldn't mind, actually. I want this doctor to administer this new female Viagra to me. Go for it. If you want to stuff up your vaccine with your Viagra and give me four doses of that in one go,
I'll be doing a show from home that day. Imagine that walking around in the aged care facility.
But read the instructions, mate. Like, what is going on? Read the instructions. Hello. It is hello.
So it must have been a bloke, eh?
Man, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but reading the instructions... Whoever reads instructions,
well,
let's be honest.
Gavin, an 80-year-old, you'd hope you would. By the way, they're okay.
Yeah.
The two 80-year-olds are under observation.
But if you get a vial, you sit there and go, okay, I'm doing it. Done. Like, no one ever reads instructions. You know, who reads every part of an instruction? No,
I do.
I was speaking to a mate yesterday, Northy, and he lives down in Melbourne. Mm. And during their recent lockdown, he decided to feed and weed his garden, and he didn't read the instructions. No, serious. And he sent me a photo, and it was way too strong, and he killed the whole front lawn of his house. Like, it is brown. It is, like, all dead. And he goes, I've got to wait until April, May, until I can get anything to grow anything close to it, because I've got to wait for a bit of rain.
Yeah. Growth season's gone too.
Yeah.
Jamie just did that blood and bone. I have an area that's hospital plants because it's perfect. They're in the shade and you grow them back. Yeah. These ferns have been growing back for 6 months.
Right.
Blood and bone on them.
Uh-oh.
Didn't water it in.
So he didn't read the instructions.
Killed them.
Nobody reads the instructions.
1-300-925-666. Join the breakfast table at any time. Triple M family.
It's
when
a safe space.
Did you not read the instructions? If you want to tip in your partner, absolutely fill your boots.
Yeah. We building a trampoline. It.
Oh,
I put the entire thing together and I put the springs on the wrong way and made it 15 times harder.
One thing, Helen's Vale, are you dobbing someone in for not reading instructions?
Yes, I am.
Oh, love it.
Yes, well, he thinks he knows everything.
We don't.
No, you don't. We do. Women do. Oh. We know everything.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep.
But, you know, just name it. He's done it without reading the instructions. Like, when we got the rainwater tank, and then we got heaps and heaps of rain, so he went to go and check to see how much water was in it.
Yes.
And it was empty because he forgot to put the plug in it.
That would have been in the instructions.
That's priceless.
Good.
I don't know much about water tanks, but I reckon that would have been in the instructions. Mm.
Yeah, that, well, it was, because I said, did you read the instructions? Oh, I need to. And I said, well, obviously you do. Or when he decided it was raining and he decided to bring the Weber barbecue inside so we could have still
has
barbecue.
Oh, no. No, don't see that. Okay. He's one of a kind, Kat.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Oh, but he could have had all that water to put the fire out. Never mind.
And we don't want to throw him under the bus, but what's his name?
Mark.
On your mark.
Mark from Helensvale. You know who you are.
Yeah, he does.
Thanks for dobbing, Kat.
That's right. Lucky there's a fire station there just across from Westfield, isn't it?
Howard in Southport, when did you not read the instructions?
Well, my partner had to get into Victoria just recently because of a tragic accident in the family.
Yeah.
But she wanted me to look after the little pots of parsley and chives. And she said, just water them. And she goes, read the instructions. I went, all right, no worries. So I just started watering them every day, thinking that I was doing the right thing. I killed them with love. Really sad.
Howard.
Now she's in quarantine. When she gets out of quarantine, I'm going to end up in quarantine at the Gold Coast Hospital. Thanks.
Well, there's your potty for today. If you want to catch up on anything else, go to our listener app. And if you want to hear our radio show, and why would you? We're back on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M from 5 a.m.